The coronavirus pandemic has turned life as we know it upside down.
We're in the United States of America, and you think to yourself, how in the hell did we let this happen?
How are our communities, our jobs, and our daily lives changing? And where do we go from here?
We've spent billions of dollars hunting down terrorist cells. We don't do that with pandemics. That's the wrong approach.
America Interrupted, a new original podcast series from the PBS NewsHour, available wherever you get your podcasts.
In the day's other news, the U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments on whether Electoral College members must back the presidential candidate who carries their states. The Electoral College determines the winner of the presidential election. President Trump won the electoral vote in 2016 while losing the popular vote. We'll take a closer look after the news summary. A federal judge has now delayed a decision on dismissing criminal charges against Michael Flynn, the former U.S. National Security Advisor. Instead, he's inviting legal experts and outside groups to weigh in. Flynn pled guilty to lying to the FBI during the Russia investigation, but the Justice Department now says the investigation was flawed from the start. Meanwhile, President Trump's one-time campaign chair, Paul Manafort, was released from federal prison. His lawyer says that it was due to fears about the coronavirus. Manafort will do the rest of his seven-year sentence for tax fraud, bank fraud, and conspiracy in home confinement. In Afghanistan, the death toll rose to 24 after an attack on a maternity hospital in Kabul. There was no claim of responsibility in Tuesday's assault, but the Taliban denied that it played any role. We'll take a closer look later in the program. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that Israel needs to consider a number of issues before annexing West Bank settlements. Pompeo spoke after landing in Tel Aviv today. He's met separately with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and with coalition partner Benny Gantz. Their political agreement calls for moving ahead with annexations. And back in this country, two states held special elections for the U.S. House races on Tuesday, and Republicans won both. In California, Mike Garcia captured what had been a Democratic seat near Los Angeles. And in Wisconsin, Republican Tom Tiffany easily won a seat in a pro-Trump district. Still to come on the NewsHour, the Supreme Court hears a critical argument that could affect future presidential elections. Nationwide stay-at-home orders raise concerns over a potentially dramatic increase in child abuse. The family of an American contractor held hostage by the Taliban speaks for the first time. And despite social distancing, musicians band together to create songs of comfort.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.